everybody, and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. It is season 2, episode 3. I'm going to be the host today. I drew the short straw. I'm Chad, and we're going to be talking about a bunch of, got a bunch of stuff planned for you today. It's going to be the new format of the All Range Mode podcast, where we each get 15 minutes to entertain you. And Danny's gone today. He's dead sick. And yeah.
Always vote.
All right, and we're back. Like I said, I was Chad. To my right, there's Joe.
How's it going?
And to his right, is Doug.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, how's everybody, how's everybody doing?
I'm doing all right.
Pretty good.
Good weeks, good games played.
Desire.
Good hope, Legos bought.
Hope you guys enjoyed the top 5 weapons episode.
Yeah, it was good.
Got some chat.
I enjoyed it.
My C4 was number one. Well, my number one. Anyways. This week, the Dead Space 3 demo came out, and I got early access to it by, you can just, I don't know, go on their Facebook, like the page, and they send you a code you can put on Xbox.
That's all you had to do to get that?
Yeah.
You didn't have to buy some shitty game?
I thought you did. It was such a pain in the ass when I first tried to do it, because I went on, they said you have to like the page on Facebook, you have to like it on Twitter, so I made a Twitter account.
Just to get it.
Yeah, just so I could get it, but it didn't email to me, and then all of a sudden I just went to the page, like, Dead Space Demo on Facebook, and you just click like, and then it sends you, like, a pop-up with the code.
Oh, nice.
That's like, pretty cool.
Shit.
That's pretty neat.
How long's the demo for?
What do you mean?
Is it multiplayer, or is it, like...
Well, there's a co-op and the single player.
Oh, nice.
I haven't played the co-op yet, but, played the single player. It takes about like I don't know, a half hour to get through. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's exactly Dead Space. Scary as all heck. A lot of fun.
I was gonna ask you about the co-op. Yeah, I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Dan downloaded it too. We were gonna play it like tonight or tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
So that'll be happening.
I've always kind of liked those games. Like they, I find that I was never afraid of the bad guys. You know, because I know you played it with headphones, like surround sound headphones, in the complete darkness.
That game was horrifying.
Which is what I did yesterday, too. Playing through it.
But, like, I'm so, like, the anxiety of collecting, where it's like, oh, I have to kill that guy to get more of whatever. What do you collect in that game?
You get money to buy other stuff, but in this game you get, like, schematics and pieces to other guns. Like, there's a weapon crafting system, so you can, like... You can make guns instead of finding everything.
If there's like an attractive leveling up, like, I don't know, implementation or whatever in any game, especially with weapons, it's like I'm no longer focused on the storyline or like, you know, oh, am I supposed to be scared here? It's like, where's the next enemy so I can kill him and get upgrades for my weapons?
Yeah.
And like in Dead Space, you'll see a lot of guys like running past doorways. And instead of being scared, I'm like, fuck. And I'm running out, like into the doorway to the left, like just chasing, like, please, I need that money. Just to buy the next suit upgrade, please.
The suit upgrade was the best part about it.
Yeah.
The animation for getting the suits. Oh, man. I loved how in 2 you could switch between the suits, too.
Yeah.
Couldn't you not do that in the first one? You were just
once you upgraded, you couldn't downgrade or anything.
Yeah, it was cool in the second one how there were like pros and cons to different suits.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Those games always look really nice.
They're starting to show their wear. The first scene of the demo, it's like a close-up on the main character's face. And you're on like an ice planet now, it's kind of like the Thing almost. And you wake up and your hair's all like frozen and frosted over. It looks terrible.
Oh.
But like they zoom out and it's like, okay, like this console generation is starting to show its
age. Do you think it's the same engine though as the second
game? I think so. Yeah. Like, the lighting like is better, but yeah.
I felt like Xbox 360 graphics look like Xbox 360 graphics these days.
Yeah.
Ever since they started showing PC as current generation, you know, like at conference shows, they always show it on the highest end, and then you see it on your Xbox, and it's just like,
It was two full years ago.
For a while, they
ago.
Were level, right? I mean, they'd be showcasing yeah. his game.
Like, yeah. 3 or 4 years ago, maybe.
Now it's just...
Yeah, the companies are making, like, DICE has Frostbite 2. And they showed what Frostbite can do for Battlefield 3 2 years ago. Two full years ago.
Wow.
That was nice, though.
Yeah, it looks amazing. It still does. And, yeah, it's a great game.
Are you still talking about Dead Space?
Yeah.
Or Battlefield? <Sorry. laughs> Or did you switch back over to Battlefield?
Just like no, always. Dead Space. Dead Space is awesome.
So you just get to play the first chapter or something?
I think they throw you in the middle of the story.
Oh, okay, like, nice.
Because, yeah, people are everywhere and people are talking to you. You don't know what's going on.
Cool.
I'm buying it. I actually returned my snow pants from last weekend that I bought.
Scammer.
For the snowboard trip, I just returned them and bought Dead Space.
With nice. Well played.
I started watching Breaking Bad this season.
The newest season?
Yeah.
Nice.
Finally catching up.
And now I'm officially the only guy in the whole world who hasn't seen Breaking Bad.
It's well, so good.
Been up to date. He just hasn't seen the newest season, right? You've seen all the other
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, I've seen all the other ones. I just needed to watch the new one, newest one. I haven't watched the last episode yet. I'm still... Is it the season half finale? Mm-hmm. What is it called?
Episode 8?
Yeah.
It's like the mid-season finale?
Mid-season finale, yeah. Season half.
So everybody who's seen all the way just wants you to talk about like what's going to be on next season.
What has happened? What I just seen was, spoiler, Mike gets shot.
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest thing.
That's
actually, there's another huge thing in the next episode. Oh, my God, yeah.
It gets huge?
Well, I don't know. It's really exciting because the show's at the end of its run, and you just got to think, like, this isn't spoiling anything that happens in the next episode, but, like, obviously, things have to happen. He either...
Yeah.
Like, he has to die, or Hank has to die.
Yeah.
Something's gonna happen. And, like, him and Jesse have to... will not end well. So
true.
Just, like...
Yeah, it's already...
Negative things need to happen in the next 8 episode.
Oh!
Was that a fart?
Yeah. That was an audible fart.
That was neither one of us. That was Kyle's new pooch, Ciro.
New mascot.
Yeah.
We'll be smelling that momentarily.
Ciro the pooch.
I've never heard it before.
Oh, you hear it.
That was butthole clapping.
Sweet dreams, buddy.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody probably spoiled something for me.
What?
Was it me? I don't know if it was a dream, but does Skylar die in the next episode?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Well, that's a spoiler. She doesn't die.
I'm sorry.
You spoiled...
But if I would have said yeah...
You spoiled her survival.
If I would have said, I'm not telling you, he would have thought she died.
You know what?
She's not in a situation at all where she's about to die.
Okay.
You know what? We're so trained to, like, to hear spoilers in the littlest tiny detail. Like, you watch a movie trailer and you're like, oh, if I haven't seen that yeah. scene yet, I know he survives this. You know, yeah. like, something weird like that, it's like, oh, well, we haven't seen that one scene, so he obviously doesn't die here.
Yeah, but, like, he obviously never dies. Always. Regardless of who he is.
People die.
Rarely. The main character, like, Superman's not gonna die in a new Superman movie. I was like, do you get what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, he's not gonna die. He will face a hardship.
Okay, well, even
overcome it.
Yeah.
Here, I'm gonna pause this. Like, pause the timer here. Sorry, Chad. But, like, in freaking Walking Dead, we watch the finale, and, like, you don't know the fate of these two characters, and, like, next season on The Walking Dead. Oh, spoiler, they're
that
both fine.
That was horrible.
It just shows those characters. Like, oh, okay. Well.
But even with The Walking Dead, like, you know Rick will never die.
Well, I suppose, yeah. I know Rick will never die.
Yeah.
The main character's not going to die, but other people. Whatever. All right. Sorry, Chad.
Maybe there's, like, a better main character that'll take his place.
Yeah, maybe it's that guy from the prison.
Breaking Bad, I don't even like Walt.
No?
Which one's Walt?
He's the main character.
Walt?
Yeah.
Oh, and Breaking Bad. I thought you were talking about Walking Dead, though. I'm sorry.
What don't you like about him?
I don't know. He's just too hardcore now.
You know, you just keep picturing the dad from Malcolm in the Middle? Or the dentist from Seinfeld?
Well,
he's a good actor, but I can't...
Think of all the things he's done.
Yeah.
I kind of like that he's just badass now. I mean, does he... It's hard to buy.
It is hard to buy.
Seen how he is and stuff, but yeah, I get where they're going with it. I don't know. We'll see.
He's being like an asshole to Skylar. Like, he's just kind of an asshole to
everybody. I hate Skylar.
Yeah, she sucks.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah, she's a beast. hideous the red wife? Beast.
I have nothing to add.
You've seen it, though.
I haven't.
You saw the first season.
She's a hideous red beast.
Walter's wife
is the most hideous woman in television. Oh my god.
There's a scene where she walks like into her pool and she's floating like
she's just supposed to be super depressed, like anyway.
And you guys are just judging her appearance.
I'm so sad for that scene. But Aaron Paul, Jesse, in this season,
he's much cooler.
Yeah, he's really cool. His acting is amazing.
His character shifted for the better. Like, definitely. He started off as just white trash, and, like, the way they pulled that off was so cool.
Yeah.
Now he's on, like, the cover of, like, Men's Style magazine, really? The actor and stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know why I said and stuff.
It's okay. Have you guys seen the cover of GQ with Bill Murray?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a troll doll.
No, he doesn't.
He looks like a goddamn troll doll.
What? Stop pulling shit out of your ass. He looks awesome.
All right, we'll send a link to the show notes, and you guys can judge.
Vote troll or Noel.
What? Troll or Noel?
I haven't seen
no.
it. Somebody queue it up. I'll be the first voter. Find it on your phone.
Alright. Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
You're at
shite. I played, well, actually I didn't play this week. I had a dream about it last night. And going by the rating system, I wanted to rate it. Geometry Wars 2.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever play it?
A little bit.
Did you play it, Doug?
No, I didn't play 2. How different could it be?
That's the thing. Like, I didn't buy it for the longest time. And, like, last year, I had money and it was on sale. And I bought it. There's the main game that's the exact same thing with, like, new enemies and stuff. But then there's 8 different modes.
Troll or Null?
Troll.
Oh, come on!
That's troll. Look at that. Oh, it's gone.
It's plasticky. He's a plastic troll.
He looks good. Don't get me wrong. He's got a bra in his pocket. Who's he banging? Put this bra in your pocket, old man. It'll look like you're still sexually active. That's gross.
He does look old, but I think he looks good for an old guy.
You would. It's because you love Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh, that battle.
What were you talking about?
Geometry Wars. Bunch of modes. They're all 8 different modes from one another. It's a great game. 5 stars.
5 Whoa! Stars?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
I'm not just throwing it out there.
God, I know. You don't do that.
Now we definitely have to discuss this.
What are the modes? What's...
How is this game up there with Skyrim?
there's one that I can remember. Pacifism. The mode's called Pacifism. And it's such a great game because, like, you die and then it has that, okay, one more shot, and there's no load times. It's like Super Meat Boy in that respect.
Cool, cool, cool.
And Pacifism is just, like, instead of the twin stick shooter, you're just using one stick just to navigate. Mm-hmm. And you can't shoot.
That was an achievement, in the first one? It's like a metagame, like how far you can get without shooting.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, this one, there's little gates that you have to go through, and the gates are always moving. And you have to get right in the middle of this gate, and there's just characters that keep spawning in it, and there's just seas of little, like, geometry things that are chasing you around. And when you go through a gate, the gate explodes, and it just explodes, like, whatever's in the vicinity closest to you. So it's a lot of fun.
That's pretty neat.
Nice.
That's pretty neat.
I forgot to show Doug that.
Oh, you didn't see
the Nietzsche wall?
It's on the... It's on the...
All range mode? It's on our Facebook.
I didn't watch it.
You may have seen it before. I think
you saw it. Yeah, we did see it, but I don't remember it.
You don't remember it?
No.
Well, that's pretty good.
Well, I was going to talk about snowboarding, but do you have that? Do you have that on there?
No, I hated that hill.
You hated that hill?
Yeah, you can take 3 of my minutes and talk about snowboarding if you want.
What are we at for me?
You're at 14 minutes.
Shit.
Can you talk about it in a minute?
All right, I'll talk about... consoles.
For a minute. Just take 60 seconds.
Okay, I don't know, every time I go on N4G or IGN, it seems like every site you go to this week is just...
Console rumors.
Like, stuff is coming out. It's going to be happening in March, apparently, at GDC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a lot of articles about should they unveil it at E3 or not.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that thing where it's like big trade shows kind of thing. There's already the public there.
The idea is that they release it publicly and then save E3 for the games.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And GDC is a pretty big conference, and like if Microsoft and Sony announce new consoles, they don't need like the publicity of E3 to get the name out there that this is happening.
The idea is that they both want to announce their consoles without being in the shadow of anything else. So it's like for both of them to announce at GDC seems unlikely.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, what do those conferences even mean? I mean, you could do an online conference and get just as much publicity as like spending $10,000, like tens of thousands of dollars to put up like a big screen and big lights and all that stuff.
Yeah,
they could release the most basic information about it tomorrow, and then schedule a meeting next week, and everyone would tune in.
Well, it looked like it was going well for Nintendo too. Like they unveiled Wii U 2 days before E3, like in a web conference, and then they still fucked up.
They did it on the web thing?
Yeah, they did. They did like all the system specs, like what it was going to look like what the controller was, their online shit, like all the Netflix, Hulu, garbage. And then 2 days later, they're like, "Oh, we're going to do all games today." And then they just talked about 3DS and Pikmin.
Or no, the year before they unveiled it. They unveiled and said,
they announced
this is Wii U.
They announced it.
They showed that it was going to be
like
tablet
a teaser,
control,
right?
No, they had demos. They had like a,
you know what,
a
it
shitty
was?
Version of the tablet control.
That's right. It was there's price, launch date, that kind of stuff was all before the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which got me really excited, but of course let down. Hey, you'll be able to hear about more of that next week. Seems this time of year we're always buzzing about what's going to happen at E3 this year, and it seems like we're let down almost
all the time.
But hey, here we are again. It's going to be the best E3 ever, right? Like
it has to be.
Yeah. So
this time.
So what we're going to do is just so we can, you know, catch ourselves with our foot in our mouths, we're going to do a top 5 E3 predictions and top 5 E3 hopes. We're going to do that, you know.
Realistic hopes. I mean,
yeah, hopes. Within reason, right? So we're going to do all those in next week's top 5 episode. And, you know, we'll have a chance to, you know, counter that or whatever when we actually get the show. And we can, that'll be a good time to be able to look back. And, like, we talked about last year how it was like, it's going to be called NES. And it's going to be a launch, and this is going to happen.
Think we
Star
said Fox it's going to be out? Called NES. We just heard they were considering changing the name, and we said, how awesome would it be if it was NES?
Maybe, I don't know.
Remember N4G had that that one article that was like, the releasing HD Zelda, like HD Twilight
the remake,
Princess.
Yeah.
Well,
Wind Waker and Skyward Sword.
Hey.
What?
We'll talk about that next week, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey-o. So, thanks, Chad.
I had one more thing for that console leak thing.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. To release it at GDC, or to announce it at GDC,
yeah,
they can't, like what you said, it can't be in the wake of like another big media thing.
Yeah.
Gears of War Judgment or whatever, that's their only console exclusive, their only big console exclusive. It comes out a week and a half before GDC. So that gives that whole week of millions of sales, and then right after they announce.
Oh yeah.
That's me.
Looking out my front door in the morning, I see the light. Afternoon,
all right, how's it going? This is Joe talking to y'all. What a jerk. All right, so I watched some movies this week, and I played, you know, I got a rating for one game. I wonder if I should go in order of relevance. Okay, so I'll start with The Help. You guys know what that movie is?
Yeah.
It's the one about Emma Stone helping out, like, black maids. Writing their stories and all that stuff. This movie would be so funny if it didn't, like, take a turn for the worst. Like, maybe about, like, 30 minutes
in.
It's
like a comedic drama?
No, it's not, but it would be funny for us. You know the Doug voice? Ooh, mama go knee! Like, the way he talks.
Ooh, sugar!
He talks every day. It's just nonstop. Just chatter. Like, Doug chatter. It's the best. I was so entertained. Like, the whole time, like, oh, I can't wait to talk about this on the show. Doug's gonna love it so much. And it literally, it gets really harsh. like
sad.
Yeah, it starts to deal with some pretty
serious issues.
And my brother said something like, "You'll never say the N word again."
After that,
yeah.
Well, it paints such a disgusting picture of like white women in whatever year this was, but it was two generations outside of slavery. So you know, like the characters in this movie, their grandparents were slaves, and then you know they're not highly educated or anything like that, and you know that they know how to keep a home, I guess. So they're all hired as maids.
So they're not slaves, but they're treated horribly.
They're being paid like terrible wages, and they are free technically, but they still work for, you know, the man. They work for white women, and it's in, where is it, Louisiana or something like that? It's in the southern states, so it's like far behind, you know, the movement. And yeah, it gets really dark and a lot of just stuff I don't even really care to consider happens. So that's pretty much all I have to say about that movie. It started out funny and I thought it was going to be great. Emma Stone's actually really, really good in it. I'm starting to like that girl a lot.
What do you give it?
From potato.
A 3. I really wanted to give it a higher rating, but like I've had some time to dwell on it, and it just doesn't deserve that kind of attention. I don't want anybody else to watch it.
Is it kind of like what I said about Django? Like, it's dark.
It's not unfor. It's not like black people being eaten by dogs or anything like that. Like in Django, it's more like they're being manipulated and taken advantage of, and they do deal with even like not only the stuff with the maids, but like the story that Emma Stone is going through is actually kind of sad too. So it's just a downer, man. And it's good.
So if you want to feel like shit, 5 stars.
If you want to cry, if you're in the mood to cry, watch The Help, and you'll have all the fuel you need.
Oof.
Yeah. And like I think there's two guys in the movie, and they have like maybe 5 minutes of screen time. So definitely watch it with your wife or girlfriend. Or I highly recommend it.
Cool.
Wait, sorry. I don't highly recommend watching the movie, but if you're going to, I highly recommend you have your wife or girlfriend with you.
So still 3.
Yeah, it's a 3. And I don't even know, like, if it deserves that. So,
Emma Stone's Spider-Man girl, right?
No, Emma Stone's Easy A.
Spider-Man girl. Is it Spider-Man girl?
No.
Yes.
She's in Spider-Man? Oh, the new one.
The new one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not Kirsten Dunst, come on.
She's Gwen Stacy.
Who the hell?
Spider-Man girl.
You guys have seen the new Spider-Man?
No.
I have.
I wish you just watched that.
Is it terrible?
Yes.
Rate it right now.
Rate it.
Rate Spider-Man 4?
4?
Remember the joke, Spider-Man 4?
Oh.
We called it Spider-Man 4 for a couple weeks. Anyway,
yeah, you're giving it a 4. Holy shit.
3.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it's true.
What, you want it to be worse or better?
I don't want it to be a 3. How's I believe the, you that it is a 3.
If it's not a 3, it's 2.5.
Oh.
Good.
How's the first person Mirror's Edge?
Forgettable.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty lame, I gotta tell you. I don't have anything prepared for Spider-Man 4.
Okay.
But, okay, I was just curious.
It gets a 2.5.
So I, thanks. Did you guys watch the Golden Globes?
They happened?
Nope.
We have an entertainment podcast, and you guys didn't watch the Golden Globes.
No, not at all. I followed some of it on Twitter.
Nope.
The best tweet I saw was something like, this time of the year makes me so happy to, I don't know, it was worded much more clever than this, but it was like, I'm so glad I don't have popular taste. I'm reminded by why.
Well,
because of the Golden Globes.
Chris, I think the Golden Globes. Okay, so I hate the idea of celebrity. I hate when they get together and celebrate themselves and like talk about each other like they're all gods. I cannot stand it. But the Golden Globes are not as bad as the Oscars.
Okay.
I watched them just to feel angry. But I was like just to feel hate sometimes. I mean, why else do you watch, you know, any reality TV show about fucking whatever?
Kardashians.
Yeah, people who live in New Jersey. Yeah. Who cares? Why can't I think of the name of that? Jersey Boys?
Jersey Shore.
Oh my
Jersey
god.
Jersey Boys.
So yeah, so I really, really have like a deep hatred for that self-satisfying fucking garbage.
Yeah.
But Golden Globes weren't that bad. I mean, all things considered, like people who I thought should win were winning. I mean, Quentin Tarantino won for writing Django Unchained. Nice. Which isn't his best movie, He should have won for Inglourious Basterds. I don't even know if he did or not, but yeah, he won that. And Christoph Waltz also won for actor,
supporting actor, right?
Yeah, supporting actor.
Let me ask you, did Joaquin Phoenix win for best actor?
No, he should have.
No, you know why he didn't though?
Because he said
all awards are bullshit. Like, fuck that. He publicly made a statement.
Yeah.
So my theory is that he'll never win any award again.
Yeah, he has to really. He already won.
He won the Best Actor Academy Award.
Not for the wrestler.
Not the wrestler.
Not the wrestler. Sorry.
Walk the Line.
No, yeah.
Walk the Line. He won for.
I was gonna say not for. What's his newest movie called?
The Master.
The Master. No. He didn't.
So he said that after he won that award.
Okay, I'd like to get back on track here. Right. So, Joaquin Phoenix didn't win. He should have. But geez, who did? I demand a 2-minute mulligan on that one.
2 minutes.
Explain what happened at least.
It's not even funny if you talk. Okay, Doug put down a beer on his old beer.
How simple is that?
It was like with the force of 1,000 fucking pounds, just punk, a perfect match. The can didn't even fall over or move at all. It's almost as if it absorbed your energy and just pushed you back off.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's the second beer miracle I've had on this podcast.
Beer miracle. That is the second beer miracle. Oh my gosh.
I predict there'll be 5 this year. I mean, 3 more.
Okay, the opening of the hobby. The opening of the hobby.
Oh yeah.
That was the first one.
Wasn't this year though. It wasn't even this season. Anyway, so
what was the one you were thinking of?
Who won? No, that was it.
Oh.
But it was last year. He said 5 this year.
I said predict 5 this year.
So you need 4 more.
Well, no.
3. 5 total in your lifetime?
I'll have 3 more this year that will complete me.
Well, that's 4 then. Oh, so like
3 more this year to complete me
in the 5
over my lifespan
of beer miracles. All right. Do you guys know who won Best Actor?
No. I saw the nominees. I read them, but who won?
I forget who it was. Anyway, so
we already said no.
In the Golden Globes, there was one of like the awards. It was being presented by Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and they're cracking wise.
What you were saying?
They're cracking wise about how neither of them speak English.
Oh, okay.
Or it was terrible. It was that. Oh well, no one else knows because you too. And
oh god, I would have loved that.
Now that I'm thinking about the story being told out loud, it's not even that funny. But we're watching the whole thing, like the whole dialogue going between them. And after about 3 minutes of watching these two people on stage, Sylvester Stallone's talking, and my wife just goes, "Who is that guy?" Like, she has no idea who Sylvester Stallone is. I was like, "What?" Like, are you kidding me? She's like, who is he? She just has no clue. I thought it was...
Did he look different?
No, he looked like Sylvester Stallone.
She's never heard of Rocky or Rambo?
I don't know. That girl, the stuff that comes out of her mouth. It's kind of adorable. Like, sure, she's just
have,
like,
we have
who's that guy?
In front of Rocky.
Yeah, we all went to Philadelphia and stood in front of the Rocky... I almost said trophy. The statue. She has no idea who Sylvester Stallone is. What was she thinking that whole time?
She knows who Rocky is.
Wait, she was there when you took the pictures?
Yeah.
And you guys were just like, oh, it's Rocky. And
both
she just,
times.
She just kept her mouth shut and went along.
I don't know.
Yeah, we stood like on the Rocky footprints
yeah.
at the top of the stairs.
She was probably just like, when are we going back to the hotel? And like inner monologue, just, I really want to go back to the hotel.
We are so far away from it right now.
Yeah. Anyway, so Argo won Best Director and Best Picture. I watched Argo.
Good-ass movie?
No. I watched Argo, and it starts, like, I was really excited to watch it, right? Because I'd heard bad things. I think Film Junk reviewed it, and it got a mediocre review. And I'm watching it, and the opening scene is incredible. It's just like, oh, we weren't sure what happened in that movie, right? Last time we talked about it. So yeah. It's like there's political turmoil in, geez, I can't think of the name of the country. One of those countries. And
Uzbekistan.
Anyway. Some Middle Eastern country.
Yeah. And the newly Uzbekistan. Elected. Yeah, like the stop it. The, I don't know if it's president or king or whatever it is, but like he's overrun, right? And this new person is brought into power. So he's now leading whatever's. And he gets cancer, this leader. He gets cancer, and then he's harbored by the United States. So he's literally like on his deathbed. And that country wants the United States to release this guy so they can hang him and you know, make right of all the, like, the death squads and everything that he's implemented through, like, the turmoil. Mm-hmm. So the beginning of the movie starts out with this mob, right? Like, all of the country is... I wish I knew the name of the country, but they're all...
Mike's Dadistan.
And they... this sounds so bad. I'm not going to say that again. But, like... So they're all going crazy, and, like, there's literally this angry mob, and I've never been afraid, like, in a movie. He really captured how frightening a mob could be. Like, they get into the gate, and, like, and they're just storming the embassy, right? The American embassy, and they're... like zombies, like Resident Evil or something. They're just finding anything they can do to get in the windows, in up on the roof, like, and the American embassy, like, I think there was like 60 people in the building, and it's just, you, I've never been more scared for characters. Like, it's great. It's, the scene really got me going.
This one for wow. Best Director.
This one Best Director and Best Picture.
Wow.
So yeah. I was like enthralled, right, watching this movie. And do you guys know what that movie's about other than that?
No.
From last week, we kind of...
Yeah, they set up this... Well, on the trailer, they really established, like, oh, they're going to set up a coup. They're going to, like... They need to figure out a reason to get white... Or, sorry, like, American people into the country without thinking they're political, you know, political creatures, you know?
Okay.
Or characters. So they make this coup about them being a Hollywood... Like, a Hollywood movie, and they're scouting locations for, like, an exotic sci-fi movie. That's why they need exotic locations. And then they essentially trick everyone into thinking that these people are hiding. There's six of them. They're hiding in the Canadian ambassador's house, and they trick everybody into thinking that they're part of the production. And
then the line in the movie where the one guy goes, "Where are you from?" And he goes, "Toronto." And he's like, "No, people in Canada say Toronto.
Canadians don't pronounce the T."
Yeah, I heard about that line. Okay.
Yeah, so they do that. They all disguise themselves as Canadians, and then they leave the country. That's that's how they get freed, is through that, like, weird odds against them coup. And that's exactly what happens in the movie. It's just like, after that one scene at the beginning, it flatlines. Wow. I'm just like, oh, this is that part of them escaping. They're all going to escape. And, like, it would have been nice if... I mean, it's a true story, so you can't really fudge the material at all, but that's just how it did. That's how it happened. And it was pretty boring watching that whole thing progress. Yeah, there was no sense of urgency or fear, like, other than them saying, "We only have a day." I don't know. I didn't really like it, and it gets A3.
Huh? Did you go to the theater to see it?
No, I downloaded it. I mean, I was given a screener copy by the Academy.
How
anyway,
how
so
shit was
the
copy though?
It was fine.
Really?
It was, yeah. It was DVD.
Wait, so this movie's out in theaters currently?
No. It comes out in like 3 weeks.
I see. It's in the in-between phase.
Yeah, so...
I thought it just came out.
No, it hasn't come out yet. February 5th, I think.
Oh, wow.
So, that got a 3. Argo. Thumbs down, buddy.
Poop.
Let's see how much time I got left here. I am over.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah, it's too bad. I had another movie to talk about. Do you mind if I take 2 minutes to talk about another movie?
That's fine. Go
for
it.
Talk about it.
So, I also watched the Wachowskis' Speed Racer. I heard a lot of awesome things about this movie.
Tell them what format you watched it on.
I watched it on DVD for 50 cents.
I tried to rent that. I turned it off immediately.
That's the thing.
I feel like this is going to be the best looking Blu-ray ever to come out, this movie.
Did you make it past the like the introduction, right? Where he's flashbacking through his brother and stuff like that. That is the hardest part to get past. But, like, they did an amazing job with this movie. Emil Hirsch is so awesome. He plays like a, he's awesome. That kid is good. He's in Into the Wild.
Yeah,
that movie looks that was great. Like John no Goodman was great. Movie. Yeah, I have to say that.
Susan Sarandon has never had a bad role in her life. Like, she's awesome. And Christina Ricci looks just like your girlfriend in this movie. It's scary. If Mandy cut her hair, it'd be this character exact. It's really crazy. But like, it's like a mix. Did you guys haven't seen Dick Tracy yet?
No.
Oh man, like it's on track, right? Dick Tracy, Speed Racer, Scott Pilgrim. Take those movies all with the same kind of grain of salt, and they beautifully fit, like as a trilogy almost. Like just the style of production, and it's freaking awesome. And like, consider it more of like a live action Pixar movie, where it goes really far into the kid kind of realm, and then it goes really far into adult stuff. Like there's murder. And I think at one part he says, like, get that weak shit off my track. Like, Emil Hirsch actually says this during a race. And Matthew Fox is in it. Oh, yeah. He's really good in it.
He's the bad guy, right?
Well, no.
Oh.
Spoiler. He's not bad. But, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I give it a 4.
Nice.
Definitely watch it. It's really cool. And the Wachowskis, man, like, I don't know why we give them... I don't know why we give them a hard time. Matrix was amazing. The other two were flawed.
Fucking terrible.
But, like... V for Vendetta, they wrote V for Vendetta, which is awesome. And I think their second unit director directed V for Vendetta, so like they're kind of involved with that movie.
And there's Speed Cloud Racer, Atlas, which we haven't seen.
Speed Racer's awesome, and did they do one more? No, they haven't. Hmm. And yeah, Cloud Atlas, like, I downloaded Cloud Atlas too, but it's a cam. I realized that after I downloaded, so I just scrapped it. I'll wait. I think it comes out on February 15th.
Oh, wow. I'm excited.
4. Oh, and Trine 2 gets a 2.5.
Hate... Trying to... Did you beat it?
Hit a brick wall. Like, entertainmentally.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not entertaining and not fun. Thanks for listening.
Purchased and played a game this week. Well, two actually.
What you playing?
Unfinished Swan.
Oh,
I finally got around to downloading that.
So you beat that game?
Yeah, finished it. It's very easy to beat.
How long did it take?
Well, for those of you who don't know, it's a PlayStation Network like downloadable arcade game. Probably takes about 4 hours to beat initially.
Yeah.
There are some extras. Like, anyway, I'll get into that for a second. So the game's really interesting the way it works. Like the story. The way it's told seems very childish, and then you kind of go through it. Initially, you start off in just a white room, and the only thing you can do is press right trigger to spray ink, and as you do that, you see the room around you take shape. But like if you put too much ink, you would just have an all-black room, so it wouldn't be better. Yeah. The idea is to just kind of spray it in certain parts. That's never a hard thing. It's just kind of pretty while you're walking around. Yeah. It's like... You could just walk right past this room, or you could see this giant castle here and, like, take it in. But you would only get to see half of it, how you spread it with ink.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting, like, game mechanic, how they built it. And then moving forward, things get introduced, like, you play through a dark forest where you have to push a ball, like a glowing ball, with you. And use your ink to move that. There's things like that. There's,
That's cool.
Vines you have to kind of grow through a city to tell you, and as you're progressing, you start off as this kid in an orphanage, and you go through this painting to this magical realm where you're spraying the ink everywhere, and you're finding out about this king, and he had this kingdom and it's deserted. You're playing through it, no one's there, no people or anything. It's a really cute like fantasy story, and you get to the end and spoiler, you find out that the king is your dad. And your mom died and you were in an orphanage. Oh, so it's a really nice game. The soundtrack's amazing. Really fun to play through. The only issue I had with it was really overpriced. At $15, I have to take issue with that. Yeah. I want to say it was even shorter, like 3 hours. 3 hours to beat this game and it was $15.
Yeah.
I think it was $5 too much, but I really, really loved playing it. I give it a 4. It was awesome.
Yeah.
really like a must play for any anybody who has a PlayStation, I'd say.
It's crazy that there wasn't this. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I remember like when Limbo came out. You remember that game?
Yeah.
Very stylized, very like cool. But it was short. Mm-hmm. The game was $20. Which is very fucking short. I beat it in 2.5 hours.
Wow.
And never played it again. It was a great game all the way through, but $20, like
the only replayable feature this game has is throughout the game you're collecting balloons. And to be honest, they're not that hard to find. I found about 70% of them in my first playthrough.
Yeah.
Really?
Not even really looking too hard. And you can use them to buy unlockables, which are pretty much useless. So you could go back and look for the balloons. Like, they did a good job at, like, I mean, the menu is kind of like a storybook. You can go through each page, like, chapter 1, part 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's about 5 chapters. So it's good, so you could, and it shows which balloons are missing on each level, but it's not that fun to go back
and do. They unlock, like, different colors?
No, it's like you can unlock different modes. Like, one of the things is you can have it so you can shoot a bunch of ink bubbles in the air, pause time, and then bring them all down at once.
Cool.
Just things.
It's pretty cool.
It is, but it doesn't really help you out in the game.
Yeah.
The game is fantastic, though. I have to say here, and I'm not just doing this as a PlayStation fan thing, the game would be fun with Move. Okay. There's a part where you enter into a world that's like a level creator, where you have to make blocks for you that you would use once you get out of the level creator to beat certain levels.
So if Move worked, it would work well with this game.
Yes.
It's what a misfire for Nintendo, eh? Like Mario Sunshine, you spend all the time cleaning up the paint when you could have been painting like the world in front of you, kind of.
Yeah.
In other news, I was super, super upset about this. So I bought a $20 PlayStation card. I bought The Unfinished Swan, and I went to buy The Walking Dead Episode 4. I bought The Walking Dead Episode 4. Did I play it? No. Here's why. My PlayStation Plus membership expired, and I wasn't about to renew it because there were no games I currently wanted to play. But because the first episode of Walking Dead was free for PlayStation Plus members, even though I bought the second, third, and fourth episode, I could not play the fourth one because I didn't have the first one purchased.
Oh my
God. I was so upset about that.
Are you going to...
Did you call
write in or anything?
I'm gonna write in. Yeah, I forgot about my policy. I'm writing in.
Okay, so how does it work? Yeah. Like you don't pay for a month, but if you pay again, you get all that shit back.
Yeah, it's still downloaded in my games library, like yeah. as there, and yeah. So I go to play the game, and I cannot. And the way the game is set up too is like you can go play game chapters 1, 2, 3, 4. So I go to 4, and then I press start, and it goes. Error. So must buy.
Do you mean to say that if I wanted to play that game, I couldn't play 5 without playing 1, 2, 3, and 4 first?
I imagine, yeah. Hmm. Sorry, you could buy 5, right. But you couldn't play it until you bought 1. I guarantee you this happened to me.
That's really weird.
That is really weird.
You can't play 5.
They're separate games.
You cannot play number 4. No, they are separate games, but you have one game downloaded. In your, like...
So you have, like, the menu?
Yeah, like, you know how... You have it downloaded in Xbox, you go to games, you see The Walking Dead.
So you need at least one?
And then you go start game, and it goes chapters, buy more chapters.
Oh,
so you have
yeah.
chapters 1, 2, 3, 4. And it gives you the option before you start to select which game you want to play. But you cannot play anything past the first one until you purchased it.
We shouldn't talk about
it. I don't think it's Telltale's fault. I blame Sony. Because Sony gave the game away for free, and Telltale figured, why would we ever have to do that? No one's gonna buy the games like this. It like because the third game can't load up unless it has your saves incorporated from the first one.
They must have thought about that because they made the first episode free on every platform.
That's true. With that, they should have released a patch.
So like one is the game you buy, and the other episodes are DLC for that game. Like one is the interface.
No.
And then you have to download, like, everything else is DLC for that number one. So if you buy only 5, it's not going to work because you can't load 1 to get into that DLC.
It's not really, though. Like, they're all $5, and they're all 5 completely different games. The first one, like, they were always released with the intention of being 5 coming out once every 2 or 3 months.
But you bought 4, and you can't just play 4.
No. Well, sorry, I bought 2, 3, and 4, but I was able to play through 2 and 3 because I had 1 with my PlayStation Plus. Now, without it, I cannot play 4. So I'm going to have to reactivate my PlayStation Plus just to play the game I already bought.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very frustrating.
Well,
anyway,
piracy. Scumbags, man.
So that's something I'm pretty
excited
about.
Reminds me of one thing like in our community right now. Like, my brother bought NHL 13, and it's the same game. Like, those guys, used to have to bring a new game because there was no DLC. You needed to get, like, the up-to-date stats, like, up-to-date rosters, things like that. Now, what's stopping them from releasing a game and then just releasing a roster update or something like that? There's no new features. And if you want to play a used copy, you got to pay an extra $10. Like, that's it's just, bullshit. They're just cash-grabbing, man.
I've heard a lot of other people, not just your brother, just, I've seen Facebook statuses complaining about this game. Just about people I didn't even know played video games 13? Bitching about NHL 13.
Really?
It's like, what a piece of garbage.
You know what?
I know two people this week, other than your brother, who posted on Facebook about this game
being garbage. Even think they intended to release a game this season because of the strike.
That's probably
like 2 weeks after. Well, I don't know how long they've anticipated the release of this game, but usually they come out in September. It's January.
It just came out.
I can imagine something like that happened. They worked on the game, put about 6 months of development into it, thought,
not even. It's the same game.
Hockey's back on, release it.
They put a new set of skins on there and, like, I don't know. And, and update the rosters.
Did it even get reviewed yet? It hasn't got reviewed.
It's a ghost of a game. It was on for $20 a couple weeks ago, just like Fano and Big Mike were talking about it. My brother ended up
this
like...
This came out in September.
No. I don't think so.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. That information I do not know. And even now... And even then, it's not out on Wii U. What a fucking disgrace. Hey, but... sorry, Doug, to cut your time. I'm excited to play Need for Speed.
I really want to play. I've been trying to look for it on Kijiji and stuff because I don't want to pay for
it. Wait, is it out for Wii U right now?
It's coming out in March. That multiplayer sounds fun. Like, you can distract police officers, and it's like a little metagame on the screen while the other players...
I didn't talk about this yet, but what's the Forza dirt track kind of game?
Dirt?
The one that just came out for 360.
It's Forza? Sunrise?
Is that it? It's a racing game. I'm pretty sure it's Forza. You bought it or something and returned
Forza Horizon.
Sunrise.
I played that.
Did you play it?
Yeah, I played that. Greg had it, and I played it on Christmas.
Those games are godly.
You said it was fucking amazing.
It's pretty fun. Like, it's quite a bit of fun. It's hard, but
I'm getting back into 1999 Joe gaming. Tiger Woods and driving games.
I played Hot Pursuit last year. Like, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. It was amazing. Like, it's so much fun.
I love
it. I didn't think it'd be that good. Like, on CAGcast, CPD was talking about, like, how good the cars sound.
Yeah.
Like, they sound incredible.
Nice.
Like, I found myself not being a car guy at all, being like, oh, the Bugatti Veyron, like, this is the best fucking car. Like, it sounds so cool.
I love car games. They look so nice.
The Horizon game's pretty cool because it's like, you're at this race, right, and there's a community, and it's kind of open world in the sense of, like, you're competing in the races that are typical, you know, like, you get the Lamborghini, I don't know, whatever, the fast racing cars, and then there's, like, someone will come up to you and be like, race me in this dirt race, so you have to go off in the woods, and you pick Jeeps and stuff, and you build your car roster.
That's awesome.
My favorite game for that was Sega Genesis Road Rash, and it was the first game that introduced, like, that I ever played, that introduced the system of earning money and buying better upgrades so you gradually get better. And I was so into that.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal.
I played Gran Turismo 2 for probably 200 hours.
Oh, man.
For PS2. I played that game, like, just...
I played that for a shit ton of time. When I bought my PS2, it came
restlessly going in, like, through those 12-hour... Not 12-hour, but there was, like, two-hour races. And you win it, and you get, like, a car that's worth, like, 500 grand. You sell that and just buy every car you want. Like,
2 hours?
Yeah.
A two-hour race.
It shifts, man. Just like fucking Daytona, buddy. Well, Daytona's not
You know
shifts,
what? But... And they fucked it up with Gran Turismo 4 or whatever, the one that came out for PS3. They
had Gran Turismo 3 and Gran Turismo 5.
It might have been 3 then. They had this revolution. They thought it was going to be a great idea. It was like, you buy the game and you had nothing but like one car and one track. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, yeah. That was 5. Prologue.
Okay, so you buy that, and then everything was DLC, and it worked out to being that if you were to buy all the DLC for this game, it was like $500 or something.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I saw it on, what was it? It might have been IGN or something like that, or maybe Joystick. They're just like, Corvette DLC. It's like, what?
Yeah, every week there was something else.
A new car? Yeah. $2?
That's crazy.
So Doug just left. He's no longer a part of the show.
But there was a 2-hour race in Gran Turismo?
Yeah, Gran Turismo 2, there was endurance races.
Wow.
They were long.
The big race in Hot Pursuit, when I played, it's a 20-minute race across the entire...
Oh, he figured it out. Ciro just...
so happy.
Lift the beers up.
Yeah.
Ciro just navigated his way through the blockade. Ah!
September 11th, it came out. NHL.
Oh, really?
Eat that.
NHL 30.
No! he's eating it.
Okay, Doug, right. We've kind of...
Moving on, I'd like to...
Keep going, man.
Talk about some things here. Yeah.
Sorry, we... Train wrecked your...
No, it's okay. We talked about some games. That's fine. That was my intent. I watched quite a bit of... I didn't watch a lot of movies in the last bit, but I've watched quite a bit of TV shows. Let's start here first. I watched most of... I think I'm on episode 12 or 13 of Sons of Anarchy, season 1. It's watchable, and I'm slightly into it, but there's a lot of things I have a problem with. And most cult TV shows...
Ciro, get down. Ciro, down.
Dicko. All
right. We got it.
The dog's humping me. He stopped.
Okay, back in.
Game all right, hold on.
Restart that.
Okay, so because of...
Wait.
Anyway, so going back into TV shows here, I watched a few TV shows. I didn't watch a lot of movies this week, or last 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
But I did watch Sons of Anarchy, and usually, like, I don't know, I expected to like it a lot more than I did. My way of getting into TV shows, especially shows that are a few seasons in, I kind of hear about it from a bunch of people who are really hooked on it, and, you know, it gets to a certain point where I'm just like, I have to start watching this. It's too much. Everyone's talking about it. What's the big deal here? My first issue with it is... I really cannot stand most of the cast.
I know, they're all Ron bad, Perlman, shitty people.
Whatever from... what's that TV show his wife or his chick used to be in? Married with Kids.
Married with Children. Yay.
Married with Children.
Yeah, Peggy?
Yeah, so she's also Purple Hair from Futurama.
Yeah.
She's in it. I mean, the guy, the blonde-haired guy who was in that
judge, I think he's shit.
I like him. He's the redeeming actor in
really?
That show.
Really? He's terrible.
I mean, in that show, who else do you have? He's the best in that show for characters that are in it the most often.
Yeah, they're all, like, do you agree they're just bad people? Like, I don't want to watch these people.
Well, they don't do the worst thing. Like, definitely the cast of Sopranos, like, in that show, those characters do more awful things.
Yeah.
But they're just... They don't do enough things to get me into it. The only scenes I'm really into in that show is just kind of... And they're predictable, but, like, still exciting when... basically, you know, it's bikers in rivals. So you'll just see a bunch of them come up and sneak up on the other gang with guns and take them all out. And it's kind of satisfying and cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, the show just doesn't have a lot for me. I'm going to... keep watching it just because it's on Netflix.
It doesn't get better.
No.
I'm still gonna give it
a 3. I'm really surprised that it's only a 3. I was expecting it to be a 5.
Yeah.
You know what?
I agree with the 3.
It's very overrated. Very that's for sure. So.
There's a trick to pulling off the anti-hero, right? Like most of the shows that we like these days are about bad people.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't really watched Sons of Anarchy a lot, but the way you guys are talking about it, it's like they haven't really hit that point, you know, where you're talking about, like, people you don't like, right? Or people that are just bad people. Mm-hmm. But, like, you've got Boardwalk Empire, like, just gangsters, and they run over anybody they want to.
I mean...
Right? Or even Sopranos at the same time. Like
mentioning those shows in the same breath is just not acceptable.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's a trick to pulling off...
Not even right? The anti-hero. It goes so much... It's so much worse than that in the way that the characters are completely lacking of any... I want to be you kind of, you know, how you feel, anything like that. That just, Ron Perlman is so bad. I mean,
well, maybe we're
Ron
not...
Perlman does any movie. He's in so many B-movies. Hellboy, he's the worst.
Hellboy 2 was good.
Hellboy 2 was good, but not because of Ron Perlman.
Drive was good.
Oh, Ron Perlman was in Drive.
Yeah, he was.
Ron Perlman was in a lot of other movies. Kyle and I once read.
Have you seen the?
Remember he got sniped in the head in Enemy at the Gates.
Have you seen
the guy that jumped first?
I hate him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I remember that scene. That's so bullshit,
dude. In this,
no one's gonna snipe you in the head when you're jumping from one platform to another.
Okay, you've seen Harris, Ron Perlman in all those roles. Now you have to look at him for half an hour of every episode of this TV show with a pierced ear. It's so bad as this big, badass biker, and his chick is the girl from Married with Children.
She's a good actress. But what I'm saying about, like, my stance is there's probably a giant audience for that type of show. Maybe it's just not for us.
Yeah. And I think it's not for our listeners. You know what? It is on a rainy day. That's why I give it a 3.
Yeah.
Moving on. Another show I watched, Louis Season 3. I watched all of it in the past couple of weeks. Fantastic. That's,
if you could rate a season, it's a 5.
It's definitely a 5.
Look at how
it's amazing. Risen to one of my top favorite shows.
Hey, what did you think of the season 2 finale with the duck?
That was decent.
Oh man, I love that episode.
Something I want to talk to you about though. When you brought it up a few episodes ago, you were like, yeah, I'm happy for him, new things are going. Did you say that before you watched the whole season?
No, like the season ends on a high note. He's ready
He's ready to move on.
No, I mean he adds what is it, like $2 million to Letterman's contract.
It was like 24.
It's a big fuck you. Like, I did that. Like, I pulled it off. Like, he did his best.
No, but then he was super, super depressed after that. He wasn't happy after that.
That's how it... Isn't that the finale?
No, that happens. And then there's another episode where he has Christmas with his kids, and he's just miserable. His sister calls him. She's worried that he's going to, like, kill himself, and then he has a nightmare. And he goes to... the end of season 3 was beautiful, though. He goes to... He's about to go. They're begging him to go to Mexico with him. So yeah. Full spoilers ahead, anyway. And
it's a satire.
He doesn't. He's standing at the airport about to go to Mexico, and he sees there's a flight leaving to China, and he bought his daughter this book.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was really good. But it wasn't. It didn't end on the note of like Louis's got great things coming for him in the future. It did with the Letterman thing.
But he's got personal success after this season.
I don't think so. I think we talked about this earlier today. He revealed to you in season 2 how this show is going to work when he's... Or maybe... No, it was season 3. When he's out to dinner, basically he gets... someone's talking to him. They're like, oh, you should make movies. He's sitting in at a meeting. For those of you who don't know, I'm just going to... Let's get it out of here.
Go ahead.
The show's about a comedian living in New York City, Louis C.K. He's actually a comedian. It's kind of like Seinfeld, but really
not
dark.
Not kind of like Seinfeld.
A lot like Seinfeld.
The only he does his bit before his episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple episodes of it before.
Okay, yeah. So it's dark comedy.
Sure.
You do care more about the show, about him, than just you're watching it for a laugh, I find. I'm definitely into it, and I really like the way it makes me feel.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing I can say.
It's a really
about that
emotionally
show.
Rewarding show to watch.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Wow. Good way to put it. And so anyway.
we're talking about the finale.
Yeah. So finale, he deals with that. He gets his daughter this book for Christmas, and then he sees his flight opportunity to go to China, and he goes to China and just gets there, and it's, you know, he sees the river, and the river is basically a ditch.
Yeah, side post. The book is about this
duck,
duck in a river in China, and he decides he's gonna go to like the actual river, like this tiny little stream, and you realize how tiny it really is.
It's a ditch. Basically, the guy takes him out there and it's a ditch. And but then at the end of the episode, he's just he's walking around or something, and this Asian family invites him in. They don't speak English, and he's just like smiling and having a good time. And the camera zooms out to the house, and then just like over to the sun and the China Hills, and it just created by Louis C.K.
But you
that
realize
was so
like,
good.
Yeah, but the show is not about a character, Louis C.K. Like, he's writing episodes because he wants to go to China.
Oh, I completely forgot my point. What I was going to say about season 3.
Yeah.
He unveils it to you. Anyway, yeah, he goes out for... He's sitting in at a meeting about a movie they're going to make. And they're talking about it, and it's a typical cop movie. And they're just like, well, what about his alarm goes off, and then the dog wakes him up or something. And he has this point to change it about, what if he just doesn't wake up? And this woman from, like, I don't know, Paramount Pictures or something, sitting there, she takes him out for dinner, says, we want you to make movies. And he tells her, he's just like, I have a great idea for a movie. It's just about a guy, and nothing good ever happens to him. He meets the love of his life. She dies. He gets a good job, but just has no idea what to do with his money, and every good thing that happens to him is, like, doubled by something so horrible, and the lady just blows him off. And that was him revealing how his show's gonna go, I think.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I never thought about it that way. I just dismissed that as, like, quirky comedy. But it is a good way to interpret, like, the entire rest of the season. Yeah, it's an awesome show. I mean, any show that inspires discussion like that, especially a half-hour comedy,
yeah,
it's awesome. That show is definitely great.
It's up there, man. It's a cool. 5. Nice. Sorry, I got too emotionally attached to that talking about it. Anyway.
We're still good. We still got a couple minutes.
Other thing I watched, Clone Wars Season 5. I'm on about Episode 6 right now.
Yeah.
I'm happy so far with it. I'm not the biggest Clone Wars fan. I've only seen Season 3, 4.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the first two.
Expect a pretty weak arc.
That's disappointing to hear. I doubt I'll even...
Is it over? Season 5 is over?
No, Season 5 just came back from hiatus. And, like, they left in the weakest shows they've had. Like, it's been the worst episodes of that show.
Well, I like the first
Yeah, you're doing well. You're about to see the worst 4 episodes in that show's history.
So should I just skip those?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's about, like...
It's not about Darth Maul.
No, it's all about... That's later in the season. Like, usually... That show works really weird. The second half of the season is always really packed with, like, great material, and the first half is always weak. I don't know why they're... It's almost like they have ideas for episodes, they make them to, the completion, and then decide which ones are the weakest and put them at the front of the season. It's really weird. It's been like that the last couple of seasons. But it's about a bunch of droids and, like, this stupid, tiny little, like, Republic general that fits inside one of the droids, and it's just... It's the most cartoony, it's the most Disney, and I know it's just... It's not a coincidence, it's just bad timing.
Yeah,
like, these episodes were written and they did the voices for them a year ago.
Yeah,
you know, but, like, it's so bad, and I can't wait for it to just pick back up in, like, the good stuff. It's rough, man, watching the first, like, 10 episodes of the season. It's too bad.
So they have a mid-season finale too, and then there's...
Well, they have a hiatus. It's not really like a... It's only, like, over the Christmas, because it's a fall show. It stops.
So it's still season 5 once it picks up again.
Yeah, still season 5.
How many episodes are there per season?
22.
Oh.
So we're down 10. So it's about time that we pick shit up. Actually, one character in that arc, they have a Republic Commando. Nice. From the game Republic Commandos.
And hey, did you hear that this week there was like leak that they LucasArts was looking to hire developers for a first person shooter?
Really?
Like a Star Wars first person shooter?
Aside from 1313.
That is a dream come true for all of us. Yeah. I know we've all discussed this.
I know.
Like,
wow.
But they said, don't get your hopes up for Battlefront. It's probably not Battlefront.
Was the only first-person shooter they had Bounty Hunter? Remember that game?
That was third-person.
That was third-person?
There's never been a Star Wars first-person shooter.
Yeah, Republic Commando.
Was first-person?
Yeah.
Never played that game.
It was bad.
Do you remember Bounty Hunter for GameCube?
Oh my god, you know what it is? It's Republic Commando. It's Republic Commando 2. They a long time ago, they announced that, like, a lot of team members from the Republic Commando team got, like, rehired.
Oh,
like,
really? That.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of Republic Commando kind of buzz. So that's what it is. Republic
Prediction. Launch for the new systems.
A backstory on the Republic Commando. What did that come out for? When
it came out for Xbox?
You'll know the game's better.
I think just Xbox, actually, because it only ran. It looked fucking awesome. So at the Commando time, it was the best. Like,
oh really?
Best graphics I've ever seen.
Commandos are like Spartans. They're a little bit taller. They're a little bit bigger. Their armor is...
I get that. I just... I didn't know about this game.
Spartans from Halo. I don't know about it either. It's a first-person shooter. I just remember the cover.
It was, like, it was squad-based. I'm pretty sure you had, like, a four-member squad.
A bunch of fans were talking about, like, we have, like, get Republic Commandos in the show. Like, get them on Clone Wars. And so far they've been around, but nothing significant. Hmm. Too bad.
They haven't had any...
Well, there's one guy, and they leave him open-ended. He had amnesia or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they happened to, like, find him on a derelict planet. And just a bunch of bullshit. Nothing that really matters. He helped them escape, but that's about it. He looked cool.
Yeah.
Republic Commando. New toys coming out. Oh, my God. Imagine a Lego Republic...
A bayonet!
All right.
I wonder if it'll be bigger than other Legos.
Well, Chewie's not bigger.
Yeah, that's true.
So, We're at about an hour. Like, do you want to talk about the rating system, or are we going to cut it?
I think we should cut it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Look forward. We're like I said earlier, we're going to do our top five. We're going to do top five E3 predictions, top five E3 hopes. I really hope you guys write in and let us know what you're thinking. Fano, I'm going to watch that Samuel Jackson movie. I want to talk about that, but maybe we'll just get together and chat about it. But I'm going to watch that movie and let you know what I think. Thanks a lot for the in feedback. And we'll talk to you next week.
Orange Mode!
Here we go. Jeez, who did?